11. Beginning your negotiation too soon. Dialogue 1. Hello, Milford and Associates. This is Tanya speaking. How may I help you? Tanya, hi. This is Margaret Jensen from Eagle Mechanics. I was calling about the production orders I emailed to you yesterday. Did you receive them? Yes, as a matter of fact, I did receive your email. I was just reviewing it before you called. As you know, this account is very time sensitive. The production order specifications in the email need to be agreed upon as soon as possible. We are concerned about the timeline required by the factory to put the production orders into effect. I am aware of your time crunch. I know it's a very time-sensitive matter. I was hoping to discuss some specifics with you about what your company can do to support us with these orders. Can you give me a quotation? I'd love to help you with a quotation, and I will as soon as possible. However, because I haven't had time to adequately review the information you've sent me, I need a little more time before I am prepared to start a discussion about it. Okay? I know you're in a hurry to get a quotation from us, and I promise you I'm actively working on it now. I am reviewing the material you sent right as we speak. It should take me a good hour or two to discuss the information with our engineering team. I should be at a good place to talk about things later in the afternoon. Is it convenient if I give you a call back about 3 o'clock this afternoon? Yeah, I guess that will be fine. Dialogue 2.
Hi, this is John Harris calling for Mr. Liu. Is he available?
Hi, John. This is Mr. Liu speaking. How can I help you today?
Well, I was hoping to ask you about the merger project. I have just come out of a meeting with our boss, and he's given us the go-ahead to start working on setting up our joint venture team. What I'd like to talk with you about now is some of the options for the joint venture project.
Well, it's great that you've got the go-ahead from your boss about it. We've been busy discussing the joint venture project in our office, too. In fact, I've got a meeting this afternoon with our executive board to go over a few things.
Great. So as far as our options for the project go...
Actually, to be honest, John, I'd really prefer to wait to hammer things out until after the meeting. I think it would be much more effective for our conversation if I were a little more prepared.
Okay, that's understandable.
After our meeting this afternoon, I still have to do some number crunching. How about I call you next Monday and we can hash out some of the details? Does that sound all right?
Sounds good. I'll talk to you Monday.